And one of the hot job sectors right now is what's being called the green economy, that is, eco-friendly jobs in every industry from autos to home to food. President-elect Barack Obama has championed green jobs as part of his overall job creation plans, but let's take it from the worker side. Say that you don't know a solar panel from a shingle. How do you find green-collar opportunities? Richmond Build is a program in Northern California's Bay Area. It funnels young people from street corners to jobs in the renewable energy field. And Sal Vaca is the director of Richmond Build. Hi, Sal.
Hello.
So tell me a little bit about the community that you serve and why this is a good fit for your community.
Well, the city of Richmond traditionally has had a very disproportionate high unemployment rate compared to the county, compared to the state. In our city, we recognize that we have to be resourceful and creative in developing career and job opportunities for our residents, and recognizing that the green economy is one industry that is and will continue to generate those career opportunities. We forged ahead to develop partnerships with our community college or adult school and community-based organizations to design and develop a career track in the green economy, and specifically solar installation training for Richmond residents that in many cases, most of them barely even have a high school diploma, but really had no sense of a career opportunity in a green economy. Richmond Build is a program that's providing a pathway into meaningful, viable jobs helping us to address the unemployment situation in our city, which currently stands at around 11.6.
Wow, that's significant. And Richmond is a very diverse community. You've got some of the refinery areas around there. I know that sometimes people have had to deal on a community-based level with the issue of pollution. So do you think that people are ready in Richmond on a different level of seeing the environment as a resource and seeing some of the problems locally? Do you think that adds to the importance of what you do?
It does add to the importance. And traditionally, we have been a heavy industrial city. But due to the economic changes, our economy and our economic base has been diversified. And the green industry is one that has a strong presence, a presence that continues to grow. And with a strong focus on solar technology, energy efficiency, solar thermal are some of the industries that we're looking to prepare our residents to connect with.
Now, give me an example of someone who you've worked with, a real person, and how your program has impacted them.
Yeah, case in point, Angela Green was a dislocated worker a year ago. From the printing industry, out of work, running out of unemployment benefits, and out of sheer desperation, she signed up to go through our Richmond Build program. Within 10 weeks, she received some solid training in the construction industry and solar panel installation. And within weeks of graduating, Angela was hired by Solar Richmond as a project manager. Fast forward a year later now, Angela is now teaching in the industry and has ventured out in establishing and setting up her own business in the solar industry. So that's one clear example and one face of the impact and the benefit that our program has made in this community.
Now, are people really seeking this out? Are people able to, for example, get the information that your program even exists? And then how are they how are people faring? Is there more demand for what you do than there is capacity?
Well, the solar industry continues to grow. In the Bay Area, there's over 250 companies under the solar industry banner, and most of those companies indicate a strong need for trained personnel. In our city, when we first introduced solar, most of our residents admittedly knew very little about the green industry, but now are starting to see that the green industry is one of those career paths that can provide viable alternatives to reducing unemployment and obviously gaining quite a bit of viable skills in a demand and growth industry.
Now, I asked this earlier of the George Boggs, who's with the American Association of Community Colleges. Do you think this administration is prepared to really do serious job training?
Yeah, we're excited with President-elect Obama and their commitment, their stated commitment to workforce development and particularly investment in the green economy. They've cited a commitment of over $5 billion to ensure that the businesses grow and that they are creating viable jobs in those industries. And we have been in constant contact with our congressional representatives to continue to highlight the need and the successes of the programs to ensure that there will be some opportunities, hopefully real soon and hopefully as soon as January, with a SIC and stimulus package that specifically addresses funding for dislocated workers and funding for training in the green economy.
If you had to paint a picture of what you really would want to happen in the future, just briefly, what would you like to see Richmond look like 10 years from now?
A city that's vibrant, that's thriving. There's a lot of positive aspects about our city, and we just need to continue to build on the current successes. We're continuing to diversify our funding base, and in the process of diversifying, we're able to create those career and employment opportunities that will ensure the vitality and viability of our community.
Well, Sal, thanks for talking to us.
Thank you.
That was Sal Vaca, the director of Richmond Build, talking about what are called green-collar jobs. And just ahead, does an immigrant from Kenya have anything in common with an African-American whose ancestors came here centuries ago? We'll look at multiculturalism within the black community.